Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what's good? What's up?
What up, Brad? What up, Brad?
What's
I'm sorry.
Good?
I'm so sorry. I think I was doing the most selfish thing, but damn, I had a rough day. So, yeah, I had to do it. I'm sorry for coming on a little late. I was fixing me a cup of the spirits. So, you know,
A cup of the spirits?
Yeah, I was putting some E and J in the cup, okay? That's what I was doing.
Spirits.
Don't they call that
spirits of
St. Ives? don't they call wine spirits, stuff like that? You know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, so they got me to get my EJ on for the show. Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is Big Red, Brother B in the house, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? Hope everybody is well.
What's
how you doing,
good? Man? I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm just chilling, man. It's cold. It's cold in here. I don't know why. You know, if I say it's cold,
whoa,
then
whoa. Hold on. Stop the presses. You're
right.
Cold? Hey, that's like
yeah,
a polar bear coming out the water saying, yo, I need a coat. Nah.
Absolutely.
You don't get cold. And why
yeah,
are you cold?
Maybe it's a little chilly. I don't think I'm getting sick. I think it's a little chilly to me. It's mostly my feet. See, my problem is my hands and my feet are the two things that get cold.
Nah, remember Grandma used to say, your feet and your hands get cold, it means you're getting sick. Remember the elders used to say that. Grandma used to say that. Your hands cold, that means you're getting sick.
Uh-oh. I can't afford to be doing that.
Yeah, you better put them in the oven or something. Or put your feet in the microwave. Yeah, toast oven, but warm them up, something. And warm your damn feet up. So, yo, you can't afford to get sick. You better hurry up.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, my God. But yeah, otherwise than that, I'm chilling. So, how you doing, brother? You got the spirit.
I'm all right, man. Just had one of those work days, man. Just one of those work days where, of course, you're always dealing with the wrong type of human.
I don't think they're human.
Yeah, well, you got to be something. The way some of them be acting out here nowadays is crazy. Like, it's deplorable, the attitude of some people out here. The attitude, the ego, like the nonsense. I just don't get it. Like something, what amazes me is how people can be so, I don't know if you're so ignorant, you're so egotistical that it makes you so stupid. Or you're just a combination of like all two, what makes you even extra on the three, like when it comes down to your stupidness. I don't understand. From road rage to just, people out here be doing dumb shit. Just dumb shit.
He's just doing like, dumb shit.
Yo, just doing. Like, back in the days, we used to do weird shit. Nowadays, I seem like people just be doing dumb shit.
Because there's no common sense. No common sense and no logic. People just don't have, they lack that now. They lack just no common sense, no logic. They don't think before they do that. Like, what happened to thinking? Like, people don't think before they talk, before they type, before they do anything. They just, like, they don't think. And it's like, what happened to that? What happened to thinking before you start talking? What happened to thinking before you do an action? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's just a sad state of affairs. So, but then it makes some people wonder about being antisocial. Like, I'm not antisocial, never have been. I'm just anti-bullshit, anti-stupid.
Absolutely.
And if that's your thing, if you're anti-stupid, like, you're ignorant, you're stupid, you're dumb, all that stuff, I don't like. And 9 times out of 10, most of the people that are calling you anti-something, some of them are just playing jackasses, too. They just...
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. The level of assholism has risen.
Yeah, they think because you don't engage with them. It's not that I'm not engaging with you or I don't like people. You know, people, oh, you don't like... Well, no, I really don't like people sometimes, but it's just that... You know, I don't want to deal with certain things. It's like at this age, I think I've always been like that. Like, just certain things I don't want to deal with or don't have to deal with and don't want to be bothered with. Like, I'm not a person that just like, oh, I'm going to be friends with everybody and, you know, I'm going to talk to everybody. No, it's some people you just can't talk to. And like I said, with the high, very high level of mentally ill people now, sometimes you'll be talking to somebody and they'll start rambling on and talking and they'll start telling you about family members and people. You don't know this person. I don't know about Julia and all these people. What are you telling me? Why are you telling me about people I don't know? They start naming names like I'm supposed to know that person.
You're supposed to understand their story. You're supposed to understand the story. See, what I'm going to do? I'm going to do is one day I'm just going to lock myself in a room full of chicken sandwiches. That's what I'm going to do. Just lock myself in a room full of chicken sandwiches. Oh, hey, Lady T. How you doing? Hold on, Lady T. And I'm going to just talk to the chicken sandwiches.
I can't stand you. Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing, chicken sandwich? Oh, I'm fine, Brother B. How are you? Oh, you looking crispy today. Like, oh, God.
You're looking crispy today.
Oh, and that's the day I am going to disown you as a family member because I'm sick of the damn chicken sandwich.
I'm gonna bring the chicken sandwich over and hang out. We're all gonna hang out. We're gonna have some drinks and we're gonna chill. Me, you, and the chicken sandwich.
No, you ain't. I don't want none of that.
You sound mentally unstable tonight.
You wasn't supposed to want none. You supposed to sit there and talk with the chicken sandwich. You and the chicken sandwich, you got a lot in common. You ain't supposed to talk to it. Better than talking
Red,
to the
most. Red, please get your family. Get your family, Red. Oh, my God.
What's the man that said the dog told him to go? What's the man that told him the dog go told him to go kill them people?
Oh, Son of Sam? Nah, but the chicken sandwich is going to tell me to eat more broccoli. That's what it's going to tell me. It's going to tell me to eat more broccoli.
Oh, boy.
They ain't going to tell me nothing bad. It's going to tell me eat your vegetables. See,
that's
good. How you doing, Lady T?
Mentally unstable.
You mentally unstable? We got to get you a chicken sandwich.
It's over my view. I can't listen tonight. Oh, my goodness. I'm all right, though.
You want to get you a chopped cheese? Get you a chopped cheese to talk to?
Chopped cheese. Oh, those are so good. Oh, my God. Have you ever had one, though? Have you had one of those?
Only
oh, no, one. You don't like... Mm-mm. Nah. You don't eat meat like that. Yeah, well, chopped cheese is good, though.
She be missing out. Nah,
I know.
I had enough chicken and stuff for my lifetime. I'm good.
Listen, That's what, listen, that's why you be sounding hostile sometimes and you don't eat chicken.
No, I don't.
What
you talking about?
That's why you be sounding mad. You just be coming over. Ah.
No, I don't. Like, not
because you ain't had a chopped cheese or a chicken sandwich.
Listen, you want to make your steak? I'll make you a steak. I'm going to throw it right on the grill. Make you a steak.
No, thank you. I'm good. Mm-mm.
You see that?
Nah, I got your back. I'll make you some nice shrimp Alfredo. I'll make you that. Nice
that'll
shrimp
Alfredo.
I'll do that. I'll do shrimp. I'm sorry.
Okay,
shrimp.
Oh, man.
Shrimp Alfredo.
What up?
Oh, my
once
God.
Once again, it is Big Red and Brothers B with the menu. We got our co-star in the house. We're making her appearances. Don't eat chicken. It's Lady T. It's good.
Oh, my goodness.
A.K.A. Lady T, A.K.A. No Mas. No Mas for you.
Oh, my
no mas.
Goodness.
No Mas.
Whatever.
No more chicken.
No more chicken.
Yo, guest caller number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And I guess we're just going to slide right into this topic. And that is, dear Hollywood, black people are more than slaves and villains. Now, Red, you hollered at me about this, and it has to be something behind it, right? So what made you want to, you know, tiptoe to two lips on this top?
Okay. Right. All right. Because, you know, you had said it to me several times about that when we were talking about certain movies. I remember when maybe about a year ago or 2 years ago, they were making another Roots movie. So I said, okay, well, you know, that's kind of good. They're making a remake of it or a remade or whatever it is they did. And you had expressed to me, you said, you know, why they always, you know, why we always have to make movies like that, or they Hollywood is making movies, or why they have to redo Roots. We already had it one time. Okay, we don't need another one. We don't need to see that again. We need to see something different. Why can't we, you know, have something different or our history? Why is it always our history is always about just slavery and stuff like that. So now recently, you know, well, when we've discussed it, I always said, you know, well, listen, you know, we got to, unfortunately, we do have to learn about our history, whether it's good or bad or whatever. So now, recently, this Harriet movie is coming out by Harriet Tubman. And a friend of mine had actually put up a post that said basically the same thing, like, why is it that when Hollywood makes movies, it's like they're profiting off of just us being slaves or servants or domiciled? It's always about this. Never anything like we were kings or queens. It's like, I guess they said, well, you know, y'all had Black Panther. That's enough. It ain't funny, but okay, we gave y'all Black Panther. Okay, that's it. Now we got to go back to the slave movies, you know? So when she put up the post, I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. So that what kind of prompted me to be like, you know, listen, that's a good topic, because once again, why is it that it's only movies about that? We weren't only that. You understand? It's much more black history out there than just slaves, servants. We were beaten, hung. You know, even if you do it more up to date, like when, you know, like Martin Luther King, so it was more to it than that.
Well,
that's, you know.
I mean, yeah, I agree. My thing is, like, I'm getting tired of the whole America versus Muslim thing, because every time you turn on the TV, you have one of these shows that have, you know, it's all about a terrorist plot or something like that. It's always involved some type of Muslim people, some type of immigrant or something like somebody. It's always somebody like blown or something, but it mainly is always the Muslims that they make as terrorists. Now, in terms of our people, when it comes down to the whole slavery thing, yeah, I'm like kind of done with that. Like, I don't watch any more of these Roots or these, as much as I would love to see the movie, you know, Harriet, you know, a movie about, you know, Harriet Tubman, I'm really tired of, like, supporting these movies that, even though she's kind of the heroine, she's the heroine in the movie, it's the stuff around it. It's the reason why she had to do what she had to do, because, you know what I'm saying, the story has to be told. So, of course, the story has to be told that we were beaten, we were hung, we were treated like this, this is what black people are, this is our history, but yet no one wants to ever be forgiving for the history, for how we've been treated, for what has been done. That's the key thing that's always missed. Like, no one will ever apologize for slavery. But, of course, they will profit off of it. And they'll keep profiting off of the story, because the story is something that they just, it's like putting a foot on our neck. But we're gonna make you a hero, but we're just going to make you a hero because this is why it's one of your people was a hero, trying to free, you know, slaves. Yeah, we're just going to make a movie about freeing slaves. Because even though you're still slaves, but we're gonna show how she did it and make it all exciting, you know, with car chases, you know, shootouts, and, you know, eating stale food. We're gonna just do it like that and show the atrocities. Right. But it's all interesting because it didn't happen to other people. I mean, if that makes sense. I mean, what you think, Lady T?
So I see it from a lot of angles. First of all, you know, movies like that, all right, it's part of our history and so forth. That's something that we're going to have to really come to terms with, first of all. Second of all, if you feel that way, then why do we keep taking these roles, if that's the case? Why aren't these actors turning down those roles? Third of all, who are the people that's directing these movies? Are there any black directors behind it? And I'm talking about not behind the scenes, just, you know, with the cameras, just, okay, focus. But I'm talking about directing, writing, and so forth. That's where back in our days when we had, like, who was it? Spike Lee. You had, oh, gosh, he just passed away, too. Why can't his name come to my mind right now? Oh, gosh, the voice in the hood and all of that. John Singleton. Thank you so much. Yeah. We had people like that, you know, directing, writing, and doing the movies. Even back then, they had a problem with certain movies that Spike Lee did and stuff like that, like School Days and so forth. They had a problem with. Yeah, but they had a problem with certain movies that John Singleton would write. And this is from his eyes, what he was seeing in his neighborhood in L.A. So with that being said, why is it so hard that we can't come to terms that, yes, this is a part of our history. Yes, these things did happen. There's only certain roles that, but so much roles. I get your point with, like, let's say, what was portraying the black person as a crackhead. Meanwhile, you got white people that's on heroin, which is also crack, if you ask me. Same crap, but in a white form. You know what I mean? So it's like, with that being said, it's like, if that's the case, why aren't some of these actors turning down a role? We could say that same thing with, like, the music industry. We're still slaves to that. These rappers think just because, you know, okay, they could flash around they hundreds or thousands, how much of it that is that they always flashing around in their jewelry, you slaves still to the white man behind the record label who's putting this out and having you guys portraying yourself like this for that image. Tekashi 6ix9ine is a perfect example of that.
Yep.
The record label don't care about you.
Bobby Shmurda. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Okay. Not talking about color. I'm talking about actions.
Paint him up
as a clown, and you know what I mean. And put him out there, let him make the money. Same thing with Bobby. Right.
He wasn't even hood. He wasn't even hood. He was just somebody that came out of prep school, and they said, "Throw some tattoos on your face, and you can do
but
this."
That's my point.
You can make you a star.
Marketing that thug image, and who's buying his albums? I'm sure a lot of black people. So
I'm sure I don't know,
like, when we're going to, like, kind of own up to certain things. And, you know, you're still a slave to it. They're still a slave to Hollywood because they are taking these roles and so forth. So I don't know. It's really hard to say, because we could say the same thing with the black director that did, what is it called, When They See Us. And stories like that need to be told. They were black. It was five black males accused of this Central Park jogger rape. So certain things, it is in our history and only for us to portray. If you want to tell the story.
Right.
So wait a minute. How do you guys feel now? You've brought up a very good point. So is it different? And I mean, I might have to come across a bias on this one, but is it a big difference between someone black doing the directing, or the writing of it, or someone white doing it?
Yes, for certain stories, yes, there certainly is. For something like When They See Us, can you have picture a black a white writer and director and so forth putting their input in something like that, feeling their pain, feeling their struggle? No, you can't. Same thing with the Harriet movie. I will hope it. Somebody black was either executive, writing it, whatever the case is. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's
with
my
that,
point
I'm gonna,
that I'm making.
I'm going to say yes and no with that, because, all right, then I'm going to go back a little further. Let's look at Good Time, Sanford and Son. I'll say more Good Time and the Jeffersons and All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
You know who wrote that. That was Norman, what was the name, Norman Lear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was his name, right? Norman Lear. Okay, so he was white, of course. Now, I'm going to focus more on, I think, the Good Times. I'm sure that man never lived in any projects or anything like that. So for him to basically write, direct, or produce something like that, I don't know how he would have known or you know, how that went about.
I think
about
he did it based on stereotypes. Listen to the stereotypes.
Black
was
woman.
That really what the project was about? You get what I'm saying? So I think those kind of shows was totally based on stereotypes, if you take a look at them.
Okay.
Hold on.
Right,
woman.
Yeah.
Cosby Lemons.
Who?
Cosby Lemons. She directed the movie.
Which movie?
Harriet?
Yeah. Harriet? Yeah, she directed the movie. Cosby Lemons. She directed the movie.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, well, just like you said, stereotype. Okay, I could say, yeah, possibly, but maybe that was the reason for him. I'll say maybe that was the reason for him, and I say that all the time. Maybe that was the reason for him to bring those things out, to show you that, listen, this is what America thinks of black. This is what America thinks of white. This is what white thinks about black. This is what black thinks about white. And you know, George Jefferson, you know, he was, you know how he was, but I'm just saying, I think that's what it was about. But, you know, you're right. I don't think a white person wouldn't know what our struggles was or what you know, what we go through or what those young men went through. I don't think they would know that. But see, even with Harriet, I really think that's just like, you know, that's what was told. That's what was told to us. This is what we know. Maybe that director went a little further and researched a little further into what she was about. Because, of course, Harriet told me, oh, yeah, she, you know, she helped free slaves. But guess what? She was a woman. On top of it, just a woman. She had a family.
And stories
now,
about
I didn't
women.
Know that.
Sorry to cut across. Right. But a lot of stories about women in history, especially black history, are not really told. I'm good with it. And I'm going to be honest. I'm better with it because it was a black director. Because you can't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not once again, certain stories are not to be told by other people. Like, I couldn't do a movie or be a director about the Holocaust because it's not that close to me, if you know what I mean. Like, if I was, Jewish, then maybe I can understand it more than by just reading it. Because it's when you're Jew, it's more personal. You know what I'm saying? Like, slavery to a black person is more personal. The Holocaust to a Jewish person is more personal. So,
but
you know what I'm saying? I think there's certain things that we can see from certain angles because it's a part of us, it's part of who we are. So I don't think anyone has the right to really tell someone else's story if your people or your lineage is not a part of it, then you have no right telling the story at all.
Right.
And nor should you profit off of it either. But, you know, that's
right.
That's just...
But it happens, though. That's the thing. But yeah. It does happen. It may not be a big-time movie like this, but it does happen where you have, you know, Hollywood likes to profit off of our pain. It does happen. And it's unfortunate that it does happen. And I feel that you know, like I said, it's much more to our history than just that. It's much more. But why aren't movies like that being portrayed? Why you can't put movies out like
Barack,
you know,
Obama type movie?
Right. Or not
person.
Even
that. You know what I mean?
I don't even know. Let's go back to the Egyptian times. Like,
oh,
Egyptian.
I was just thinking about that. And I was thinking about that horrible movie, Gods of Egypt. OMG. Listen, I'm sorry. Maybe we fell for the okie doke when we was younger. And our parents knew better, but they didn't say nothing. But yo, all them white people, ain't no shade in the desert. And you trying
absolutely
to tell me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but there ain't no shade in the desert. And you know, Caucasians, they burn quick. They quick to turn lobster. So you trying to tell me that, as like I said, I'm just seeing this as I get older. When I was a kid, it was different.
Yeah.
You know, we had little stories about Moses. They telling stories about the Bible. We ain't think nothing of it then.
Because
our parents were like, oh, you're going to watch the story of Jesus on Sunday when Christmas come, and you're going to do this.
Yeah,
like, yes, mama. Yes, mama. Yes, mama. We're going to watch it.
Thinking Jesus of Nazareth when you guys just said
we were forced to watch that. Yeah, we had to watch that. And they wouldn't say
nothing. What was it called? Oh, no, not Noah's Ark. I thought it was Noah's Ark.
And the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. We had, you
Ten
know,
Commandments.
Ten
Commandments. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You had to watch that. If you ain't watched that, you getting your ass whipped. Right, K-Dog?
You getting beat.
You getting your ass whipped. You sitting in front of that TV. If you don't watch nothing else all week, you better watch the Ten Commandments with it. Come on.
You better watch that damn Kids Ten Commandments that lasts 3 days to watch.
You got to watch those movies.
Yep,
it lasts 3 days.
Everybody was dumb. You in the desert. Ain't nobody dark. Ain't nobody burnt up, sunburnt, none of that.
Hey.
So as I get older, I'm looking back. I'm like, oh, something's not right. Something right with this. Like, this don't add up. But
okay.
I mean, you know, but I got one for you, K-Dog. I got one for you.
What's up?
So now I had an interesting conversation today. Well, actually, it was yesterday, and of course, I had posted something on Facebook about the whole, you know, how people forget about, you know, Bill Cosby. Apparently, there was some story about someone on the inside of Hollywood said that Bill Cosby was framed by NBC.
Right.
But now we had a conversation about all that Bill Cosby has done. When it has come down to Hollywood and to TV. Now, let me ask you something, K-Dog. Especially with the fact that there was also an article about Harvey Weinstein was in a restaurant having a drink, and, you know, somebody was, you know, he was being harassed by two women or whatever. I just find it interesting how Bill Cosby's in jail and Harvey Weinstein is just going around just having drinks and chilling. The double standard. But with all that Bill Cosby has actually done, and I'll have to say for when it comes down to the black image, when it comes to the television, do you feel that there's an okie doke moment when it comes down to what he's done for the image of black people when it comes to TV, or like he's being scapegoated, or it just is what it is. And quarter 46-44 after K-Dog, we're going to get right to you. So go ahead, K-Dog. Like, what do you think about that?
Okay, when it comes down to the whole thing with Bill Cosby and what he did for black image on TV, like when he did the Cosby Show, what he showed was that, yes, you can have a successful black family, and yes, black people are educated. You do have a family like the Huxtables, you know, where the mother's a lawyer, the father's a doctor, and the fact that the characters, you know, Dr. Huxtable and Claire, both went to historical black colleges sure says a lot. You know, and with Bill Cosby, what it was that what he was looking for to show the image, the positive images of black people, but also whatever it is he did in his personal life, you know, with the case against him, it was a very strong case because all these women that came out and said all this stuff, and, you know, the media made it like, oh, he was guilty, you know, immediately they condemned him. And Bill Cosby paid a lot for it, as a matter of fact, because you hardly see, except for one black network, showing the Cosby Show on TV. But meanwhile, Harvey Weinstein is walking around, you know, living the life. You know?
This is true. It's called 4644. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let's finish. Yeah.
That's what I had to say, you know.
Of course, 4644. What's going on, fellas? What's up? How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, black directors get the story wrong just like anybody else, too. You had the recent movie, Wakanda. Now, that movie, if it was made on a possible real-life scenario area, you would have no actors that's of the complexion of Alicia Keys or Beyonce. You following what I'm saying? In real life, it just wouldn't be. What they showed was, to my understanding, would have been pretty much the case. In your slave stories, which I don't even cater them too much, because they start in the United States when these Africans were brought to this continent, but they don't make movies on what happened over there that led for them to be brought here to this continent. So it's a lot of the untruths in how these characters are portrayed. And they say, Harriet Tubman never said, if I could have freed more if they only knew they were slaves. That's something that someone made up. She never said that. And not to say that what she did wasn't good. So it's a lot of story. The Buffalo Soldier is a good story. The Civil War. These people that led the Civil War, your Robert E. Lees and your Zachary Taylors and so on and so on and so on. That Mexican-American War would make a hell of a movie if somebody was to portray it right, because what those people done, what them soldiers done in that time was insurmountable. And, you know, the last thing I want to make comment on is the empire. I thought for sure empire would be along the lines of a Dallas or J.R. Ewing. I don't know why, but I thought for sure, because there was a black man by the name of Jake Simmons who did build an oil dynasty in Texas coming out of the early 1900s with Simmons Oil. I think it finally folded in the 1970s. So the content is there, and the people who done extraordinary things is there, but it just has to be who's going to choose to do the movie.
I see it like this. Do you think it's something that people? Because I think that they take these movies like Harriet. You know, like the, you know, the whole Egyptian thing, and they sensationalize it. They find something interesting about it because maybe it's something, you know, it's rebellious. And like I said, they feel that they can, you know, they can throw a spin on it and do it. So I don't know, like, the, in terms of the story that you're talking about, maybe it's not something that can be sensationalized. If you're talking about a black man building an oil dynasty, in other words, they probably don't want to plant that seed. Because
well,
the whole
black
reason why I kind of brought up.
Would you agree?
The whole reason why I have. Yeah, but the whole thing why I brought up, like, Bill Cosby, because not only just because of the double-double standard, but the thing is, it's the stereotype. That's where I think this whole topic stems from. And it's the fact that we're always being portrayed as villains and thugs, and, you know, it's very rare. It seems like it's more of an 80% we're being stereotyped in some type of movie where we're shooting somebody, getting killed, villains, whores, we're all crackheads, and this, this, that, and the third. And society wants to treat us and look at us disrespectful. But let it be a white person that's a druggie in a movie, and for some reason, they're still given some type of, you know, oh, well, I sympathize for them. But you don't sympathize with anyone that's black on drugs or, you know, that's criminal, but you sympathize
with the
Caucasian.
In honesty, they're not supposed to. See, it's where I think that the mistake is because it's not about them. Let me tell you something. I'd like to talk about this about education. Nigerians are not going to teach black American children how to take power from their Nigerian children here in the United States. They're not going to do it. So if you want a movie like that, which I think it would be good, then blacks are going to have to make that movie themselves. Nobody else is going to do that because we've been talking about complaining about this forever.
But that's something that's within us. We're talking about people who actually take something from us that is about us, and they turn around and they put this spin on it, and it's like, boom, you know. It's the sensational. It's a great movie. It's this and that. Listen,
right, and
certain movies. Like, it's certain movies I still can't watch. It's certain movies that I still
Yeah, but they're not making it for a black American audience, though. You know, on YouTube, you can
And that's what's said. Because they're showcasing it to other people who really choose not to do the research. Because a lot of these other people out here are not doing the research. They rather just sit in front of a TV screen and look
and
at
watch
the
movie.
That's what. Yeah,
that's
and
what,
think
yeah,
that's
exactly.
it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well,
that's
you mean
right.
the people that's watching
Instead
it don't know no better.
Own.
Yeah, you mean the people that's watching it don't know no better. Well, I can say that too.
Like in history,
but if you,
it's just like in many movies, like Brother B was talking about earlier, when he was talking about movies that we watched when we were kids, especially when it came to like movies like The Ten Commandments, where they would they showed. Whitewashed. They showed all the characters were white, which was not true
right.
at all. It's just like saying
Absolutely.
That, the ancient Egyptians, like you're going to, what you mean to tell me about the ancient Egyptians are not people of color? They were people of color. So why would you make a movie having a white person portray like someone like Cleopatra or having someone portray Ramses because they were not white?
Well, that's the story.
Well,
you want to push.
Cleopatra the VII was Persian, and Egypt was a homogenous society. It's the Kushites that was not homogenous. The Kushites was ethnocentric. They forbid their god Amun forbid mixed marriages. And when they said mixed marriages, they wasn't talking about Europeans. Wasn't talking about whites. They were talking about everybody else. That's another thing that people. Don't realize.
Well, like I said, it's still a thing of where no matter how you slice it, when it comes down to Hollywood and how we're viewed and how we're typecast, it's not always in the positive, it's the most positive light. Now, the reason why, once again, I have to get back to, I have to really speak on the whole Cosby thing, and then I got to go to Lady T next. Cosby did a lot for our image. I think he did more for our image and HBCUs or HBUs, whatever. I kind of really don't look at them the same after a lot of them wanted to, you know, oh, we got to remove his name from here. We got to remove his name from here, but you're not giving back his money. But that's something else. But the whole thing, I think he did a lot for the look of black people in this country and just black people in general when it came to education and when it came to family and family structure. Because his kids weren't on drugs. Everybody was going to college. He represented those colleges. He wore the sweaters. He wore the T-shirts. You know, he did a spinoff show, A Different World, which when A Different World was done, correct me if I'm wrong, Lady T, the enrollment HBCUs went up.
Yeah,
there's a lot
really
that
good.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot that he did, and I think Hollywood, I think TV, I think people as a whole, non-black people, had an issue with that because it seemed like before that, it was always crook, villain, pimp, hoe, crackhead, this, that, and the third. And then Bill Cosby came along and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that just for black people. We're not going to do that for the Indian people. Anybody that comes on my show, positive.
And well, you know, Indians complain about that, too. Asians complain about that, too. Whereas you have a historical Asian character that's being played by a white person, should we say. And they complain about that also. But,
yeah, like the
but
King
anything.
And I.
Yeah.
What movie?
The King and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get off from here. What I'm going to say is this, is that a lot of work has to be done. And if you want the story to be portrayed right, you have to tell the story yourself. And then you have to make sure that what you're telling is right. And, that's about all I can say. But good show.
All right, thank you, Mr. Kiyonki. You have a good night. Good talk to you.
All right.
Good night, sir. Thank you.
Like I said, I just seriously have a problem with people who want to tell our story. And like I said, Lady T, correct me if I'm wrong. It wasn't until I got older, until I started to have little issues with how we're seen, and how we're viewed, on television. And I think it's like this false narrative that's being set, or that's been set. And that it kind of gives people who don't know, or once again, who just rather reference a TV show instead of actually taking the time to educate themselves on black people, who they are, where they came from, what the history behind us, the struggle, but they rather just look at a movie and say, oh, this is what they went through. You know what I'm saying?
Very rarely is that done because it's like it ain't our thing. We just selling it. So I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's
Brett.
The sad part about it. They need to. I don't understand why that's a problem. Like I don't understand why we don't. You know what I think it is. I think we do want to. Like a lot of us do try to tell our story. Well, a lot of directors do try to come out and tell the story, but it's like Hollywood is the problem. It's the higher ups. It's the, they have to go through these people.
Yeah.
They have to go through them.
Exactly.
And at the right, they have to go through them. And if they don't, if they trying to go through them, Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, Red. I can hear you.
Oh, if you're trying to go through, if you have to go through them and you pitch this, the storyline of the movie or whatever, they may say, okay, well, we're going to do this, but let's try to change this. Or do you know for sure if that happened? Or this, that, and that. Just like they try to change it.
And then some of the directors was like, well, listen, I don't want to change this because this is, you know, the people that are putting the movie out there or this, the script or whatever, this is the way I want this done. But then they're going to try to fight them on it. And it seems like, once again, as we always say, it's like, okay, if that person's not being portrayed, especially a black person, if they're not being portrayed as something negative, then it's like, oh, well, we don't need that. It's they don't want that positivity to come out. It seems like they don't want us to learn about, I'm sorry, ladies, they don't want us to learn about who we, you know, like they don't want us to learn about who we are or what we were or whatever. Like, just like Brother B said, as, you know, because we're older now and because of the world that we're living in now, now we have to try and we're learning about a lot of, like I, even me, we're learning about a lot of things that we didn't learn in school, that they're not going to teach you in school. And even my sons, they're starting to learn certain things. And they're like, you know, Mom, we didn't talk this in school because they're not going to teach you that in school. That's something that you have to learn from home or research on your own.
And that goes back to also what was said about also doing your stuff independently with your own money, your own directing crew and so forth, your own writers. For instance, the movie that Tyrese is in that came out, I was reading
Black
that,
and
that
Black
right,
and
Black
Blue?
And Blue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Based on
yeah,
somewhat of a true, I shouldn't say somewhat, based on a true story in New Orleans or whatever the case may be. And it's the same thing, black writer, black director, black cast, so forth, and behind the scenes, all black has money. But what they're doing is saying, oh, it's not showing in this theater when it is. I've seen this director, you know, post that telling people, no, it's showing. This is the date that it's out. It is showing. But it's kind of like blackballing the movie because it has actual factions to it.
Exactly.
So you have to be careful with things like that, too.
Wait, sorry. I kind of missed that. Wait, hold on. Say that again, Lady T. They're blackballing it. Why?
Because for the simple fact that, okay, if I could remember what the director's name is, I could look it up while I'm on the phone. But for the movie, yeah, that Tyrese is in, Black and Blue, he was explaining that people have been telling him, you know, it's a huge come out for the premiere, okay, of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it started this past Friday. So they're telling people, okay, it's not showing in a theater when it actually is. It says it right up there that it's showing. But they're telling them, oh, no, tickets sold out. It's not showing and so forth. They're kind of blackballing him.
Deion Taylor
right.
Is the director.
And he was, you know, hearing that all throughout all different states. So it's not like one particular state that's doing that all over. Based on the fact that the movie has some actual truth to it that they don't want you to know.
Mm-hmm. And that's my point of what I'm saying. Now look how they're trying to do that.
And that's
movie,
his money, yeah.
The
and
Harry,
that's his money
right? And the Harriet
it.
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
They're blowing that up all over. Because when I'm on YouTube, every 5 minutes is an ad about Harriet. Oh, so y'all could see
they're blowing it all
throw
over
that
the place.
Out there. But this movie is a problem. Something is wrong. Y'all trying to make me, because just like Lady said, I've seen it. There's a lot of truth going on in that movie.
So wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Could it be the fact that you have someone black telling
or could it just be the truth behind it of the don't forget it's based on the cops.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but wait a minute, a white cop. I mean with
yeah,
a black cop in her trial and trouble, but
it's a couple of
a black cop.
White.
Well yeah, but a black cop basically in white cop. You know, there's that thing you're not supposed to go against, you know, them.
Yeah,
those,
you're not
you supposed
know,
to you're
go
supposed
against
to, you know,
your...
And you have a black female
but,
cop. A black female
see,
cop
without,
saying, hey,
mm-hmm.
this not going to happen.
Look at the times that we're in, though. Hi, that's all that's highlighted on the news. So you think you're going to watch this movie, which drops a little bit of knowledge on something to you? Mm.
Exactly.
Okay. Well,
no, you're right.
It's all right.
It's all right for you to talk about slavery. It's all right for you to talk about killing Negroes, but you can't talk about white cops killing people. You can't talk about
No,
that.
You can't.
I'm
because you know what? They want to hide it. This is the thing that's going on, and it's been going on for the longest in Hollywood. Like, whenever there is something among us as a people that is powerful,
They'll do anything to try to shut it down. Like, mm-hmm. I could give you a prime example. Like, a lot of people I talked about it, they said, hey, Cohen, why, like, people tell me, how come they never do a movie about Haiti? I'm like, there's a reason why they won't ever do a movie about the history of Haiti. Because why? To see black people standing up and defeating the Europeans, it's a problem. It's a problem. They wouldn't want
to
see that.
Yeah. Well, that's my whole point of why, even with, you know, them doing movies about, you know, like I said, Egyptian times, you know, Africa, stuff like that, or even before we were brought over here, you know, I'm sure we fought before we came over here.
Because
we had to fight with them. But, you know, they're not going to show, they're not going to make a movie about that.
Nope.
Because
not.
they want us to be known as being weak and cold. We crowned down to the white man and he took us. No. It's a fight here. You kidding me?
No, they'll show that, you know, you picked up a Bible and started praying while they snatched a kid from you and, the mother was praying and the kid was being snatched away. That's what you're supposed to see. That's what's going to fight. That's what's being struggled. You know, because we ain't supposed to do that. We supposed to pray to God and forgive
Absolutely.
Him
that's
and
my
make
whole
some
point.
Cornbread and go to church on Sunday. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And that, once again, is where the stereotypes come in, and it's really, really sad.
That's my issue.
And who's still alive to even tell us the history? We're reading these books, and who wrote these books? I mean, come on.
Yeah, because some of these books, especially the history books that they would give to these kids in school, weren't written by black folks.
Nope.
And I doubt it was from their account. Like, we're being told his story. That's someone else's story that you're being told. And they're telling it from their point of view. You're never really getting the story from, you know, the actual people that were either there or people who passed down this information. Like, you're never really getting it from there. You're getting third hand information from someone else who wants to twist the narrative and tell it how they want to tell it. And, like, yeah, the stereotypical thing, it just really bothers me. That's why I really don't really do too much TV. I don't do stuff like that. I could, because once again, everything is typical. As much as I love certain TV shows, I just can't really watch them anymore because there's always something, once again, stereotypical. We're either a drug dealer, we're either some type of con man, a Muslim is a terrorist, the Asian man is they find some, like, kind of mixed Asian and white person. Now, no one truly ever, like, straight Asian, they want to put in the show. They always got to find somebody that looks half and half. And, I mean, whatever happened to being authentic, you know, in your storytelling or if you, you know, doing a movie. But instead, they just want to go to that whitewash thing.
Maybe that is authentic to them. I remember when, I don't remember which Academy Award was it. I was very turned off by it when they were honoring Sidney Poitier. Great that they were doing that. But here you come and you give Denzel Washington Oscar for Training Day and you gave Halle Berry for Monsters Ball. I was disgusted with that. You honoring Sidney Poitier, but you're token black people. Denzel, Halle, for these two movies, don't get me wrong, I could have cared less about Monsters Ball. I got Denzel point in Training Day, but I've seen him play in way better movies than those.
He didn't give him Malcolm X.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they didn't give
especially
him
Malcolm X. That's my point.
Oh, yeah,
and he was excellent
in
that.
Spike Lee made it, of course.
And that goes back to what I said at the top of the show.
Yeah, of course.
And
so
that's
of course,
why
Monsters
you know,
Monsters Ball. Wait, real quick, hey dog. Monsters Ball. I refuse to watch that movie.
That crap.
I never watched that.
It's trash. She trashed.
Yeah, I never
on
watched
that.
And to think she got a best. And Halle Berry has been in better movies than this. And here's what I got to say about that. When it comes to black film directors, rest in peace to John Singleton, who did some strong black films, but also. one person that I gotta give props to is Tyler Perry. Why? Because Tyler Perry did this. You know what? They don't want to do it for us. I might as well do it on my own. And I'm proud of the fact that he was able to purchase land and to build a film studios. Bravo to Tyler Perry, man. He really did it.
But now,
really,
let me ask you a question. I'm just shooting this to all of y'all. Do you think the gatekeepers allowed him to do that because he's playing the game? Because, you know what I'm saying, there's certain people that could do it, and there's certain people that just will not allow, be not allowed to go that far. Because I hate to keep bringing it up, but what's the big difference between somebody like him and then somebody like what Bill Cosby was doing? Because, of course, Tyler Perry, he shows a lot of people, you know, a lot of black folk positive light. He doesn't get into the whole stereotypical thing. He goes outside of that. But what's the difference?
What do you mean playing the game? Just elaborate a little bit on that, because you lost me when you said that.
Well, listen, I respect Tyler Perry. I respect all that he's done, what he's doing, and what he's continued to do. But is he allowed to do what he does? Because, and I have to go there, because he's the man that made his money off these Madea movies. Like, he was willing to wear a dress and kind of clown himself, or you know what I'm saying?
Which came first, the actual movies or Madea? Because if I'm not mistaken,
the
actual movies came first, and then his
Madea. No,
okay.
He was doing his plays
first.
Yeah, the plays.
All
right,
plays came first.
Right, with Madea, what's the difference with that, with the Wayans brothers dressing up on, in Living Color and
white
all
chicks.
Of that stuff?
Color.
No,
you
even before White
own.
Chicks, and then,
right.
Yeah, they come out with their movie and they build in their empire. Sean's acting all how you doing-ish. Keenan, same thing, Two Snaps Up, A Twist and a Kiss. They did that same thing, and then they came out with their movies. So what's the difference? I don't see what's to be said about that.
I
don't think it was like, we don't know what happened in his real life, what if he's undercover. We same thing I could say about
cool.
the Wayans brothers, even though
no,
I think they
I'm
are, but
saying,
whatever.
I'm not coming from that.
So
I'm not coming from that.
Which game is he playing? Because to play, even Martin did Big Mama's House and all of this. So to say a man dressing up even before Martin. Hold on.
It wasn't. It's not one of those topics. How you talk? My
got you. Okay. Because I'm just saying, what does that have to do with how far he came versus a person working in McDonald's and going to school for journalism and then they become a journalist? So tell me, what does that have to do with him if that's what was selling and that's what was making money? And Madea is pretty good, and it's showing how he could transform himself, and you could forget for a second that he is Tyler Perry and focus on him being Madea. So I don't even see it as okay, guys may get offended with a guy in a dress, but I'm thinking Martin did that with Shanae. So what's the difference is what I'm saying.
I'm not even sure what the difference is, but let's look at it like this. What's the difference between him and John Singleton? I guess John Singleton was showing the harsh and the real realities, as of where Tyler Perry was just making people laugh. Throwing on a dress, and he twisted, you know, he would always, you know how they're saying there's some truth to jest? So he would always, you know, mix the two. And it always came out great. Every time he does it, it comes out great. But once again, like I said, why couldn't
maybe
someone
he was
like John
turning
Singleton
his pain into laughter also?
I don't doubt that. Go ahead, K-Dog. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk tonight, but that keep going in and out.
Hey, Lady T, are you there?
Hello? You clearly.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, K-Dog. Yeah, go ahead, K-Dog.
Right. Well, all I could say is this is that while Tyler Perry, with John Singleton, and he brought the harsh reality of what was really going on, and also with Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, when you hear him talk about his story, he said that he came from an abusive home. And he found a way to try to make people laugh to escape from pain.
Mm-hmm.
And with the plays that he did, he started out with the plays. He barely had enough money, but he managed to put plays out there. And, of course, with his movies, he gave jobs to a lot of black actors and actresses, as well as John Singleton did, as well as Spike Lee did. You know, they each gave back. You know, they looked out for the people. That was the whole thing. Especially with their movies and all the stuff that they put out there, they did it all. And like Spike and like Tyler Perry said, he said, you know, all he did, he just wanted to look out for the people and also to help people and to put them on. He said he didn't sit down and complain about the Oscars being so white. He just wanted to make sure that my people are out there. That's what he wanted to do. And that's why he's proud of the fact that he opened his own studios. And who did he pick?
And
yeah, go ahead, Brother B.
No, and you know, I think that's where you hit the nail on the head. See, he didn't do the radical Spike Lee thing. Or he didn't, you know, do he didn't say much. He just did what he had to do. He just put his people on, like as you just said, and he did it in silence. I mean,
Have you seen anything other than the plays? Because in his movies, it's very, very powerful on all different levels.
Never will you ever hear me say anything negative or derogatory about Tyler Perry. I'm just doing a comparison. There's nothing against Tyler Perry. I support anything that Tyler Perry does, whether I see it or not. I don't have to see it to support it. I support it anyway because it's something that the brother did. Because, you know, coming where he came from, talking about he was homeless, he was in the streets, and he did that. His story is a great one because he didn't let anything stop him. And that story needs to be, you know, put out there. He needs to do a story on himself.
Right, but I'm talking about like the comparison, how you was comparing him with Spike Lee and it's two different times when
I don't think it's
a comparison.
You don't have to call it a comparison, but I will say that it's something to be said about what Spike Lee can do or what he has done compared to what Tyler Perry has done.
John Singleton.
And what he will continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Rhett.
But I'm saying, all right, in the beginning you said, well, what's the difference between Bill Cosby, what Bill Cosby was doing or did, and Tyler Perry, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you were asking. And you're saying
it's controversy because, listen, when Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC, it was a shitstorm. The first time he did it, and then the second time he tried to do it. Now, Tyler Perry, you know, he was able to buy his own studio. He was able to do this. He's able to do that. How much more will he be allowed to do before somebody just says, oh, you got to stop. We got to stop you right here. See, this is what
it's
I'm saying.
It's his money, though.
My thing
big
is,
difference, though.
It's
Bill Cosby money too.
Yeah, Bill Cosby money coming in to invest with NBC or coming in to take over NBC. You get what I'm saying? Versus Tyler building himself. I don't know.
Well, listen, but once
okay.
you know, if,
I got you.
That's my point well, that you, I'm making on that.
No, I know, and oh, listen, I got you, Lady T, and I appreciate you saying that. But my whole thing is still, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody is saying, oh, yeah, you can do that. But no, we're not hearing you do that because that's not okay. He's okay. You're okay doing that because you're staying within the lines. You mm-hmm. can't do that because you're trying to step over the line and create a new line, and we're not having that. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
You come in to take over NBC. You cannot NBC, take over right. the white
yeah,
man's
that's
property.
What I'm saying.
They can take over our property, but we can't take over
his. Let him do that.
Hey, listen,
but
you said take over. You don't know if it was a takeover. He could have been saying, hey, listen, I'm going to take this, and this is what I'm going to do, and then we're going to have that.
Well, that's the same with Michael Jackson. He was trying to do something big with, I think it was Sony or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he owned too much.
And
he owned too much with Sony.
Right.
He owned too much with Sony.
And that'd be,
and they couldn't
you
have
know,
that.
You know, right, exactly, and guess what?
Right,
like
that
from
would be
when
the same, like,
he brought
NBC.
The
mm-hmm.
the catalog, the Beatles catalog. You know they ain't trying to hear him do no Sony. It's like, oh, you brought the Beatles catalog? Nope, you ain't trying to take over this. Nope. You can get them bricks,
yeah,
but you ain't gonna get us. You know.
And see, and you know what? Like I said, I applaud Tyler Perry, but I hope no one ever limits where he can go with what he is doing. That's my thing. Because mm-hmm. it seemed where somewhere along the line, there's someone puts like a ceiling or a cap on, like, okay, all right, stop right there. You can
mm-hmm.
do this, but you can't do that. We'll let you go this far, but any further than we got to shut you down.
All right.
And that's sometimes what it seems like. It's a story that's kind of been, you know, going on, because I remember I was reading a story some time ago. I don't know how real it was, but Danny Glover was trying to get the funding to do a movie about K-Dog, help me out, the person who led the revolution for Haiti.
Oh, Toussaint Louverture?
Yeah. He was trying to do, and he was not getting any help.
You heard what
whatsoever.
You just said? Trying to get the funding. So now you got people like Tyler Perry that may not want to do it because his name is going to be on it if this thing goes the wrong way or X, Y, and Z. Like the same thing with the independent guy that did Black and Blue. That's my point that I'm making. It's like saying Oprah can't go as far as she wants to go. She's going to go where she wants to go because it's her money. She's doing her own network. And he's doing the same thing. And that's my point that I'm trying to say. So when you say Bill Cosby wants to take over NBC, how can you? That's like saying, for instance, with Empire and the other movie that Tyler Perry and Lee Daniels did, not movie, sitcom on Fox, they canceled that.
Mm-hmm.
That's done. That was
yeah.
They was getting yeah. good ratings and stuff like that.
We
Fox loved them in the beginning.
What TV? Because, you know, I don't watch
you
TV.
You mean the old?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I said.
What TV?
I corrected myself. I said Empire on Fox. They had that
who
whole
did
network
that?
On Wednesday. Lee
Ooh,
Daniels and Tyler
them
Perry.
All down.
They shut them down. That movie, I mean,
what?
Not movie, I keep saying movie. I'm trying to think what was the next thing that followed Empire.
What
was
Empire?
Tyler
wait,
Perry and,
Empire
and Lee Daniels.
And, yeah. wait,
you're
it was Empire
about,
and what
not
else?
Oval, right?
With Queen Latifah
oh.
in it. It's not a movie, it's a sitcom.
Oh my God, I can't think of it.
It's about the girl group. I know exactly what
yeah.
you're talking about.
But I'm saying
Sparkle or something?
Yeah,
Sparkle.
Something like that. Right.
Something.
For so many years,
it's been doing good.
And all of a sudden, boom, they cut them. This is the last season.
Oh, wow. Like I said,
so you guys
are
not
going to
be taking it over. You're not going to be, you know, doing it how you want to do it. They have control of it.
Right, absolutely.
This is not your. This
but
is not your brand.
But you know what I'm saying, Lady T? I mean, like, not to sound, you know, all crazy and everything, but see, that's my issue. Because no one else has stopped, you know, but it's always seemed like there's a limit to what we can do in Hollywood and where we can go and what we can say and stuff like that. And that's annoying. Like, that's really annoying because we have some real talented people out here. And it's like, they what voice do they have? Like, a lot of people were kind of jumping on, what's the kid name from Creed, the Creed movies?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. All right. So he has a show on Netflix calling on Raising Dion. And I heard a couple of people, like, you know, talking junk about it. And, you know, Michael B. Jordan himself. Listen, I've never watched the show. I heard it was good. Some couple of people said
it was good. Raising Dion?
But, yeah, but I'm going to support it regardless because he did it. Because I like him as an actor. Like, I've seen him, you know, in a few things. I like the movie Creed. So whether I watch it or not, I'm going to support him because I'm glad he's doing something. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, because I like him as the actor. But,
right.
You know, to the other people, oh, I don't like him. And I don't support him. All right, well, fine. That's your opinion. But it seemed like, it sounded more like it came from a crab in a barrel attitude more than just, hey, you know, I got to support the brother. Because, I mean,
right.
If I got to say it, you got a lot of Caucasians out there that may not like each other, but they support each other. Because that's just what they do.
Uh-huh.
Here
well,
we come with
this,
the ad.
Let me put this out there.
Go ahead.
Let me put
please.
This out there for a minute. Okay. I understand that, and I, you know, I don't have nothing against him because, like I said, you know, whatever he do, he do. I'll support people that I, you know, if it's something good that they're doing in terms of a movie or whatever. Well, I'm gonna say this. Do you think that some people are? How can I say it? I don't think every movie that's like a movie that's made by a black person or somebody black. It's like not all of them are good.
No.
I'm just
saying.
I'm just
putting it.
Not all of them
saying.
Are good. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? Not all of them are good. And some people think that, oh, because, you know, they say, oh, well, if you don't go see, okay, I'll say Black Panther. Oh, you didn't see Black Panther? Oh, you don't like it? You didn't think it was this? It's like, it's a movie just like any other movie. I understand the you know, behind it, like everything behind it, because it's like an all black cast. And, you know, you don't really hardly get to see that. And once again, as we just said, or as we've been talking about, it's something positive.
Right.
But, you know, some, like I said, I like Black Panther. I happen to, you know, like it. I didn't think it was, like, you know, the best movie anywhere, but it was good. It was good for that, you know, especially, like I said, it's an all black cast and it was talking about a black superhero, which we have more than just him, but okay. They just put that out there. But I'm just saying, you know, people have it where it's like, okay, every movie that comes out that's a black movie or whatever, you know, everybody's not going to support it. Everybody's not going to like it. Like I said, the Harriet movie, it does look good. I'll just put that out there. It looks good, but it's not something that I'm going to jump and say, okay, I'm going to go see that or I'm going to watch it or whatever. Like I said, the Black and Blue movie, I will support that before I support Harriet. I mean, I'll just put that and say it like that. And like
you.
I said, I've seen Black and Blue. And I'll support that before Harriet because you know what, once again, it, like I said, I don't want to give away too much, but once again, it's truthful. That movie is truthful. When I'll just say it like that. Okay? And it will make
you
rich a lot.
I got you.
Understand?
I mean, I guess that, and it goes, and I guess it goes back to why. What Lady T was saying about how they were saying that it's not in theaters. Because to be honest with you, I didn't know at one point I thought it was like on Netflix or something. Because I didn't know they weren't really advertising like it's in theaters.
Absolutely.
It's not really being advertised like this. So I
exactly.
thought it was a Netflix thing, but it's not. And then I was like, wow. So it's like it's in theaters or in select theaters. Lady T, or is out there, or like what is it?
It's out, but that's what they were saying, that they're kind of being blackballed. It's playing everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that just like how you said, it wasn't advertised like that. You would
it
think
wasn't
it's like a Netflix, you know, type movie, but and that's the hard
reality. I've seen advertisement like on the train, like maybe like on the bus. I don't even,
you know.
Yeah, meanwhile they were
advertising the
Joker like crazy. Remember they were
yeah,
in fear of people
exactly.
copying
they
Joker.
Were that out
it's that the next they're in fear of them doing the
yeah.
same thing with Black and Blue, but they were still advertising the Joker. Come on now.
You know what it is when we talk. I'm glad we're having this conversation. You know, I just wanted to bring something up. And it has to do with the history of Hollywood and black people. You know, and when it came to black actors and actresses, as talented as they were, but they were only subjected to certain roles at the time. But at the same time as they were subjected to those roles, but you also had many black actors and actresses who refused to play those roles, who fought very hard to get, so that way they could open doors. The doors that are open are still being walked through to this very day because of what many of those black actors and actresses did, and as well as black film directors. Like, you could talk about Oscar Micheaux, who made films, who was a black film director who made films. But the thing, but the reality of it was that his films were shown in segregated movie theaters. You know, so, you know, I just wanted to give props to the past that made ways for many of us doing the things we're doing now. You know?
Mm-hmm. And then you also have very few actors that are of high status, let's say, like Denzel, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, he's done the acting, he's doing the directing and so forth. We still have, I feel like, a long way to go in Hollywood if we could start breaking those barriers, start saying, no, mm-hmm. I won't take this, but yes, I will take that. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You have to
mm-hmm.
kind of pick and choose, but I'm not those actors, so I won't know. It's about the dollar. They need that money. Or they need that fame. Look at where, for instance, Dave Chappelle started. Wasn't he a crackhead or something on one of these movies? You really think this day and time, as far as he's come, he's going to take one of those roles again? So we don't know why they need to take that.
Nah, he ain't never played no crackhead. He was. I think his first movie
was
Half-Baked.
What was he with his white lips and the red hat?
That was Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. It's like, come on, you're not going to see Wesley Snipes playing now the drug dealer again. Come on, he did that.
Well, listen,
And he played Passenger
58. I don't want to see no Wesley Snipes movie. I'm drained with darkness, but
and
I'm
played,
all right.
Passenger 57.
Wait, hey,
Halloween's coming. It's going to be all chocolate. Trick or treat.
Whatever.
All chocolate.
Oh, chicken sandwich in your stocking.
All seriousness, back to what y'all was saying with Bill Cosby, you know, instead of you seeing NBC shut you down twice, why didn't you try to do your own network, like how Oprah, you know, did her own network and have, you know, the shows you want or not?
Probably because
with
was
all that money.
They could have gave him a problem with that. But right before this scandal thing, he had two shows that were about to drop on Netflix, and that got snipped right quick. It seemed like
Netflix
he was about to
don't
do
want
it
that
week.
Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Of course they don't want it, but it didn't even get a chance because as soon as he was getting ready to do it, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, 40 women come out saying, "Oh, you know, Bill grabbed it, didn't."
That was in the ear for years. They was hearing about this for years. That didn't just come up. That was in the air for a while. That lawyer lady just got enough women to tell their story, especially Janice Dickinson with her bullcrap story.
Goodness.
Like I couldn't with her when I heard her. I'm just like, just stop right here, please.
Oh my
goodness, with the nonsense.
Too much.
So I don't know. It's really
sad. I mean, but you know what also got me, and I had to enlighten my daughter. Because even though she hasn't seen the movie The Matrix, I had to tell her that, you know, a black woman was responsible
for the Matrix, but it was stolen from her.
Mm-hmm.
And they quietly, you know, made sure that went away. Quietly. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it? Didn't she have something to do with the Terminator 2? Or was
mm-hmm.
it the Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the Terminator 2.
Yeah.
She had wrote the story for that, and they, of course, you know, stole that from her.
Yeah, so it's things that, it's stuff like that that a lot of people don't know about. Because, once again, they just quietly push that away. But I guess there's always going to be a different. There's a Black Hollywood and a White Hollywood.
Yeah,
and
it's really sad.
It is sad because it's like in 2019, we're still on this shit.
Almost 2020, coming into a new decade. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we're still on color.
Mm-hmm.
Only colors we should be trying to talk about is the box of Crayola. You made some new. You remember back in the days how they came up with a new color crayon, and we was like, "Oh, I gotta have that
Listen,
damn crayon!" Like, you know what I'm saying?
Can't even
yeah.
compare Crayola because Crayola has done it dirty too. They have only brown colors in one box, so let's
mm-hmm.
not go there.
What you mean?
Oh,
exactly. Wait, what you talking about?
Go on Amazon,
yeah,
take a look.
That.
Shades of brown separated in one box. It's called multi something like cultural or something. You might want to take a look at that. So I was turned
gosh.
Off with that. So
no,
we, that's all.
That.
That's all we keep seeing. That says a lot. Mhm. Take a look when you see it.
But I ain't got time for that.
I remember when they would have the nice new blues or the nice greens, but now it's too much. It's too much with colors. I'm drained with it. I'm drained with it. You even have our Asian candidate. I forgot what his name is.
You can't have fun
as
a kid no more.
Yeah.
You can't have fun
as
a kid no more
with
those
crayons. Too much of it.
Listen, I keep telling y'all, that's why I don't want to come back as a human. I'd rather come back as a damn leaf on a tree. I'll be right here.
You still going to be turning colors. You turn colors this week. So.
You change colors.
Nope.
You
I
know
am
what?
Not going to be
come
that
back.
Type of tree. I'm going to be another
You're
going to
come back as a damn cat. That's going to come back.
I said I won't come back as an alley cat. I'll get treated better. You saw me say I'm gonna chase
really?
Mice. Yep, that's an alley cat.
I can't.
Right, I'm gonna lay around in the street.
going through Popeye's garbage can, getting they
yeah yeah yeah.
Let
me help you out. I'm gonna get you one of those six packs of tuna. I get you want albacore, you know, you want the one in oil or water. I'm walk you
Hell.
Up. Just six pack of tuna. But I like I said, it's just disheartening a little bit and sad, and it says something to our youth, which they don't really need. That type of propaganda and bullshit. Like the double standard, like, really needs to come to some type of halt. I remember I was watching Paul Mooney and his stand up, and somebody had asked him about, can black people be racist? And I really don't think we could, because what do we have to be racist about?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at white people or other people as our enemy unless they pose a threat to our existence or who we are. Otherwise, we're just as welcoming as anyone else. So in 2019, and as you said, Lady D, going into a new decade, 2020, a lot of people are still pushing this color agenda. That's why there's certain movies I don't support, certain movies I don't watch and I don't deal with, because subliminally, it still pushes that color agenda. And I can't rock with it at all. It's a bit much. And I think somewhere along the line, you know, it really needs to stop. I don't think it's going to stop overnight. But somewhere along the line, it really needs to stop because we need to teach the generation coming up better. And I don't know how that's going to happen if we keep, you know, we keep throwing color in you know, bigotry and stuff in the mix, you know, mixing all these subliminals, you know, when we doing these movies or watching these movies and the stereotypical stuff is out there. I don't know what to say anymore, how we can even continue to call ourselves some type of civilized society. I don't know. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh. I'm here. We can hear you.
You got real quiet. I was like, what the hell?
What? No, we were listening.
I just felt like
know.
I just went to church on that because it's true what you just said.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
You're not
stuff.
church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Nah, this just generation coming up, man. I don't know, man.
It's
it
true
was...
what you just said, yeah.
And it's time for us as a, you know, what we have to do is this. Like in the famous words of James Brown, you know, open the door, I could get it myself. You understand? It's like you got to do your own, man. You know, you can't just ask people to do for you. You got to do it yourself. That's what you got to do.
A lot of people out there, especially, listen, it's so much discouraging that's going on with our youth. And youth in general, but especially our youth, so many things that they discourage them from. They turn them away from education. They turn them away from, you know, certain opportunities. They're offered one opportunity on one end, but then on the other end, it's like, wait, hold on. You can do that, but you can't do this. You can bring your lunch to school, but you can't, you can't have free lunch. You know, it's a certain thing, you know what I'm saying? It's always something. And it gets to a point where it's like, you know, some people are just like, you know, why even try? Because every time I try something, this is different. Like, I don't want to hear, I know nowadays you go to school. Lady T, you're in educational field. Do they still talk about slavery like they used to when we were in school?
Not like how it was when we used to go to school.
Yeah, of course, because it's a part of history that they're trying to be like, we don't need to tell that part.
Yeah, slowly but surely, figure generations and generations, chip it away. Oh, please, listen, we have to watch Roots Black History Month, and that's another thing. Why
well,
is
I
it only?
Watch Roots at
home. Yeah, but no, oh, I first saw that at school. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
They showed y'all Roots in school.
Yes, ma'am. Certainly
but
did. I will never forget. And that's the time when Reading Rainbow and stuff was going on. So, you know, Lamar, whatever his name is, we knew who he was right away. It was like, yeah, it was like 3 whole days of Roots. I'm sorry. And if I'm not mistaken, unfortunately, it was in February. And I'm getting drained with that, too, with this whole one Black History Month. Let's start updating the history on Black History Month, too. So.
I feel you. Like I said, it's the same old. You're getting to the point where you keep beating the dead horse. You know, we've grown complacent with our position in history. Well, we've become complacent with our position in education. We've grown complacent. Which is our positions, period. And I don't think that's a good thing. While everybody else is reinventing themselves and changing, we continue to, you know, just kind of do the same damn thing. You know, it's life is more than just the TV screen, you know, about money, you know, things of that nature. But we got 1:36 left, and we're going to let Hot Rod take it out.
The ultimate blackness. Oh my gosh, darker than dark.
Oh man. Here comes Hot Rod.
Got real dark in here.
What? Hello, everyone. I know you guys miss me. I just want to say hello.
What's up?
I finally left the slave ship. The white man finally let me go home now, so I was calling to say hi.
You is free.
I'm free. The white man said I'm free to go.
Yeah,
I'm free to go.
Well,
people in the seat right now. No, they don't look at me like I'm crazy or something.
Well, now that you're free, make sure you and the rest of the crew are doing the show on Monday at 10 o'clock on Absolute Truth on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
It's Hot Rod, K-Dog, Lady T, and Sean Black. On that note, Hot Rod, K-Dog,
yes,
Lady
sir.
T, Big Red, and Brother B, we out.
Yeah.
Episode of Menu in the Can.
Peace out, kids.
Everybody have a good night.
Peace
Hot
out.
Rod, get home safe. Don't get yourself in no trouble. Right.
I'm free at last. I'm free at last. Thank God.
I'm free at
last. Free at
last.
Oh, man. Hey, good night.
Good night, y'all. Peace out.
Good night, y'all.
What a way to end
good
it
night,
all.
Y'all.
We'll always leave it to the Hot Rod. Later, y'all.
Y'all are unbelievable.